So it's a couple of weeks before Easter, and this morning's Grace Aloud, it's called Jesus the Saviour, so I could do nothing else really but to share with you a story about a bunny. But don't worry, it's not the Easter bunny. Well, in fact, it's not really a bunny at all, it's a rabbit. And it's a rabbit from a favourite story of mine. And I'd love to say it was a childhood favourite, but even though it's a child's book, it's a story that I came to as an adult and I fell in love with instantly. Oh, sorry, I don't. I've got messages from the back. Can we have the screen from here, please? There we go. It is the Velveteen Rabbit. And for those who don't know the story of the Velveteen Rabbit, it's the story of a toy rabbit, a toy bunny, whose search is to become real and to be made real through the love of the little boy he belongs to. And this morning I'm hoping a little bit of this story is going to help us shed some light onto our reading from Acts 4. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of the story now, if that's okay. It's the part where the Velveteen Rabbit is in the playroom, the nursery, with the Skin Horse. And the Skin Horse is a much older, more shabbier and wiser toy than the rabbit. And the rabbit asks, "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day when they were lying side by side near the nursery fender before Nana came to tidy the room. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and stick out and handles?" "Real isn't how you are made," said the Skin Horse. "It's a thing that happens to you when a child loves you for a long, long time. Not just to play with, but really loves you. Then you become real." I think that sometimes we get salvation wrong. You see, we see it rather more as a sort of a one-dimensional thing, something to be sort of pocketed and saved for later, for when it's going to come in handy, for the end of our lives, for when we will be saved on Judgment Day, that sort of thing. But if we know and love Jesus, then we stand here today as saved people, right now. In the story, the Skin Horse is discussing becoming real. In being saved, we are becoming real too. We are becoming more and more the people God created us to be. "It's something that happens to us," says the Skin Horse. The rabbit knows there is something different about the Skin Horse from the other toys who come and gone in the playroom. There's something special. The same can definitely be said about Peter in the passage that we've just heard. There is certainly something different about him. Let's just look at who is questioning him. It's Annas and Caiaphas. These are the same high priests who put Jesus to death. They're the same high priests who Peter was scared of and was running away from and was hiding from when he denies knowing Jesus in the Easter story. Here, however, you'd be forgiven for thinking that this was a completely different man. And he kind of is. He's forgiven. He's forgiven and he's restored by the risen Jesus. He is saved. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, and Peter is no longer afraid of the high priests. He has courage, and he is bold. But it's not a foolish courage, but a well-placed courage. It's placed in the name of Jesus. Peter calls the name of Jesus powerful, and you can see why. Not only has he seen the transformative power of Jesus at work in his own life, but he's also seeing the effects of it, the saving effects of it in those around him. Thousands of people are coming to faith, are being saved by the name of Jesus. We're told that huge numbers at the beginning of that passage. And of course, Peter has been summoned to the high priests because of the healing, because he's been healing people in that name, in the name of Jesus. In verse 12, he even says, "There is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we can be saved." The story continues in the Velveteen Rabbit. "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, you don't mind being hurt." "But does it happen all at once? Like being wound up?" he asked. "Or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skin horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't often happen to people who break easily, or have sharp edges, or have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes have dropped out, and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand." "I suppose you are real," said the rabbit. And then he wished he hadn't said it, as he thought the skin horse might have been sensitive. But the skin horse only smiled. "The boy's uncle made me real," he said. "That was a great many years ago. But once you are real, you can't become unreal again. It lasts for always." Salvation is the same. It lasts for always, but we are becoming more real, more saved day by day. While we can stand here as saved individuals now, we know we're not the finished articles. Well, at least I'm hoping that this isn't the finished article. maybe you're happy. But becoming real takes time, and it can be painful. Learning and growing often is. As we learn and grow as Christians, we make mistakes. And if you're anything like me, you're constantly reminded of the need for God's love and forgiveness and the saving power of Jesus' name. And it's right that we keep coming back to that place of realizing how in need we are of this power, as we continue to allow God the authority to mold and shape and to love us into the people that we were intended to be, as we become more real. Let's pray. Father, thank you that there is power in the name of Jesus, and that if we believe and we trust in him, we can be saved. But thank you, Lord, that that's not where the story ends. That we every day continue to become more and more real, more and more who you made us to be. We pray today that wherever we are on that journey, that you today would help us to know your saving power, and to see it at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.